It is feeling like summer across eastern New York and western New England. I know summer technically is still a couple of weeks out, but we're just about to the month of June, so we do expect warmer weather. And our temperatures this afternoon are largely up into the 80s. A few spots are in the 70s this afternoon. And our humidity is up as well. Our dew points are running mainly in the 60s, though it's a little bit less humid across the far north. The trend of the humidity will actually be to lower the humidity level coming up later tonight into the day tomorrow. So we'll have a bit of a less humid day coming up for tomorrow as high pressure builds in from the north. And then later in the week, we will return to muggier air and we will ramp up our rain chances as well as some moisture does come in from the south. The remnants of what was subtropical storm Alberto will track mainly to our west later in the week into the weekend, and some of the moisture will stream up ahead of that low, so there is going to be an increasing chance for rain, and some of that rain could end up being pretty heavy, as typically does happen with some of these remnant tropical systems. But in the short term, things are looking pretty good. I will mention that there could be a stray shower or thunderstorm, especially along and south of I-90 over the next couple of hours, so if you do have outdoor plans, keep an eye to the sky. You may have to seek shelter briefly as some of these showers come through. But for most of us, it's going to stay dry through the rest of the day into tonight. We'll have some areas of fog form later tonight. Lows will be generally in the 50s. Some 40s are possible across the higher terrain of the North Country. Moving into the day tomorrow, that bubble of high pressure builds down from eastern Canada, and that means it'll be a really nice day. We'll see sunshine. Some clouds will mix in from time to time. The humidity won't be too high tomorrow, and temperature should be right in the neighborhood of 80 degrees. So all in all, a nice pleasant day ahead for your Wednesday. And then as we move into the day Thursday, we'll see clouds increase as we go through the day as some of that moisture does draw closer. And as that moisture does draw closer, we will increase our chances for showers on Thursday as well. And it looks like those rain chances are a little bit better heading into the day on Friday. Again, that's something we'll have to watch as we get a bit closer and see exactly how heavy some of that rain is going to be. But at least keep in mind that rain chances will ramp up later in the week. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 40s and 50s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and mild, with a high around 80. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, mild, with a high around 80. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, any spotty storms will end, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 58 to 66. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, mild, with a high around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight mostly clear with some areas of fog, low 55 to 60. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and mild, with a high around 80. Region-wide on Thursday, increasing clouds with a chance of showers, highs in the 70s, and on Friday, cloudy with periods of rain, possible thunder, with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.